Strange Adventure. The small steamer cut a phosphorescent path through the star-studded tropic sea. Suddenly, the lookout man saw a large black shape against the darkness ahead and yelled out, "Derelict, dead ahead!" The mate on the bridge snapped an order, and the quartermaster spun the wheel hard over. The mate rang to the wing of the bridge just as the waterlogged wreck of an ancient sailing ship glided past and disappeared into the night. He called out to the man at the wheel.
"Put her back on the course. We had a narrow escape."
"Yes, sir. Just think, sir. That derelict was probably the proudest ship afloat in her day. She could talk. What a tale she could tell."
Alone and lonely, I drift upon the sea. A worthless hulk that old men scorn. My decks where sailors worked and sang are warped and seamed and torn. No ship of hell nor cruel slave ship was I, that lashed men's souls until they broke. Nor yet a sloop of war where decks ran red with bloods of heroes as enemy cannons spoke. No Jolly Roger has ever flown aloft. No ill-gotten gains have ever filled my hold. I did not strike a rich but feeble galleon to gild myself with pirate gold. A gay and gallant merchantman was I, a clipper ship with masts of long-leaf pine. Of strongest timbers my hull was built to stand the ravages of tide and time. Proud was I when I left the Golden Gate, my sails slanting into the setting sun. But fate had doomed my sailor men and me ere our long race across the sea was won. Storm-filled clouds grew stern and dark, and wind-swept waves rose high. The sailors scurried to reef the sails as lightning flashed across the sky. The sea went wild as the storm bore down. Giant waves beat like hammer blows. My rigging snapped. My topmast crashed down upon the struggling men below. The sea claimed the men from off my decks as I raced toward my unknown goal. Then I was halted in my futile flight on some unseen, uncharted shoal. Another wave lifted me and set me free and returned me to the sea again. Doomed to wander where the trade winds blow, no mortal hand to guide me o'er the main. The quartermaster was jolted out of his reverie by the roar of the mate.
"Hey, work the stern, son. Stop daydreaming and get back on the course while I figure out our position. I've got to send in a report on that minister navigation."
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Cratter, and inviting you to listen to Sierra Silver, our next tale of Strange Adventure.